This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Cyber Monday edition. Sheree Taylor here with Elise Riley. How was your Thanksgiving, my friend?
It was awesome. We did nothing but eat and hang out and watch football, regular college football, high school football. We did it all. Collin's alma mater they were in the upper state championship and they did win.
Which is, go ahead and give them a shout out.
It's Wren High School.
Can you say that? Because he now teaches at the crosstown rival Powdersville.
He does. Luckily, they're not in the same division. Powdersville's 3A, Wren's 4A.
Oh.
So they're technically, not in the same
league.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
There's a word for it and I can't think of what
division.
It is. Maybe. So they play each other, but not for the trophy or anything. So it's okay. Yes. Our, Collin's family, big family friend is the head coach for, the Wren High School Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And they are playing for the state championship on Saturday at Williams-Brice.
Way to go.
So they're going to play Myrtle Beach and hopefully come
maybe
home with a trophy.
If they're going to be the home team, maybe it's a win for the home team at Williams-Brice this weekend.
That's probably the only one they'll see.
I am a Tiger through and through.
Me
and
too.
I laughed. I spent 3 years dating a guy that's a big Gamecock fan, so I had to hear so much crap from them, but we beat them every year we're together, so that's so good.
Collin's whole family is Gamecock fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because his brother is a graduate. His sister will graduate in 2 weeks from there. And they all pull for Carolina, and so it was fun to watch. Normally I watch with my family, who's big Clemson fans. This year I watched with his family, so I'm the only one cheering.
It's a meltdown when you see it. Try being in Williams-Brice when that's going on, but try sitting in their luxury boxes and doing that, because I'm doing a little golf clap, smiling the whole way, and then the person you're with I'm ready to go. Oh, no, I'm not ready to go. I'm having a great time.
People at Collin's mom's were asleep. His brother's laying there sleeping on the couch. I have on a full Clemson one. Clemson scrunchie in my hair, yelling, go Tigers, doing the fight song, everything I can do, mm-hmm. every single time, as loud as I possibly could get, to try to wake up the sleeping Gamecock fans who were a little depressed.
Please tell me you stood up and sang the alma mater at the end. That would have been the icing on the cake.
I did not. I was too busy dancing around the house. It was just, it was fun to watch with them. They are just really big Gamecock fans, but they are also really big Auburn fans. So later on in the day, they got
theirs. War Eagle, baby. War Eagle.
Later on, they got theirs. So it was fine.
Oh, and I think Nick Saban's going to be scared of Tigers for a long time to come.
Yes,
Clemson
I saw
Tigers,
that
LSU,
thing you posted. It was so funny.
It was great. Tony the Tiger is going to, give him a little twitch every time he walks by him in the grocery store.
I hope so.
Awesome. So that was a great Thanksgiving. It was a great game on Saturday being a Tiger. I'm so proud. And I knew it was going to happen. People were like, oh, we're going to upset you.
No,
not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, I call that a little karmic justice there, because it's perfect. It was just a perfect game. And you know what? And I think it's wonderful, because the Clemson it's been, 1,100 days since they've actually lost a game?
Yeah, it's 27 games in a row or something like that.
Yet. We still weren't recognized as number one in the rankings.
Oh, heaven forbid. Dabo had a whole rant. It was amazing.
Oh, I love it when Dabo goes on his rants. Love me some Dabo. Gotta love me some Dabo Sweeney. Okay, so my Thanksgiving, I was a little coughy last week, a little coughing here around the studio, not feeling so good. I woke up on Thanksgiving morning with an upper respiratory infection.
Yeah.
So I did not feel like going anywhere. I was running a fever. I got myself up, took my kids to see my family briefly, just kind of sat in the corner, didn't really eat anything, didn't want to be there, but it's family, so I got to see some family and hang out. Then I went home, thought, I could shake it off, I'll be fine. Next day, I was worse. I couldn't breathe, high fever, that kind of thing. Ended up at emergency care. My mom made me go to emergency care, which was fun, the day after Thanksgiving, sitting there with everybody else that was sick.
Seriously. I bet that was completely packed.
Oh my gosh, it was a long day. So anyway, so we that got that taken care of, pumped full of antibiotics and steroids and rest. And this is the first day I've actually had real clothes on actually done my hair, done my makeup. So I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, not too bad. You're rested.
I'm well rested. I am. And like 10 pounds lighter because I wanted no food.
See?
And antibiotics destroy me. So
it worked out.
It worked out.
Technically.
It's the greatest Thanksgiving diet plan ever. Get sick.
Yeah, get sick. You won't eat the carbs.
You don't want anything. Literally, my kids are like, Mom, for the Clemson game, Mom, can you make us sliders? And I'm like, yeah, you want a sick lady. And I'm just thinking, how much money am I willing to spend on DoorDash for my kids?
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
So I was like, order no. Them. So I had some ground turkey in the fridge and I had some Hawaiian rolls. So I made them some sliders. So I was a good mom and did that. But it was kind of like, here, I made them. You got to put them together and put it up when you're done. So,
yeah, I made the meat for you. Enjoy.
I made the meat for you. I didn't want you to burn yourself on the griddle. Beans don't burn on the griddle. Okay, anyway, let's talk about what today is, Cyber Monday. And we are going to play a game, Yes or BS. Okay, Cyber Monday was first coined in the year 2005. That is a definite yes, okay? We give you a statement and you decide, yes, it's true or no, it's total BS. The topic is things you might not know about Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday did start 14 years ago in 2005. The website shop.org ran a press release, and it was the first time Cyber Monday was used. They should have trademarked that.
Mm-hmm,
just like they trademarked the big game. Here, even on radio, we are not allowed to say what the big game is. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what the big game is, but we could get fined if we say the big game. So they should have coined Cyber Monday. If think about the money you could make on that, okay? Little did we know, growing up shopping, of course, doing last-minute shopping and even the Black Friday shopping, that something like that was coming. Do you do a lot of online shopping?
We prefer to go out like in the store and actually get the experience. And we did do one big thing online. I tried to get a second, but it sold out within literally a minute and a half. And I'm still a little salty about it. I'm not going to lie.
Was it something for Ella or something for Colin?
It was for me. Well, it would have been my big gift this year. And Colin says he's still going to get it for me. It was an Apple Watch that I wanted to get. And I was like, oh, I'll just go ahead and get it when it releases online. That way I don't have to deal with the store. We were literally looking at it on it. We had it in our cart, went to check out, and it was like, sorry, this item is not available.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 10:01. We were so
That mad. Happens. It happens. That was there was a Christian Lacroix clutch I wanted one time, and it was at Nordstrom, and it was online, and it was like, it was right around Cyber Monday or right before Cyber Monday with Black Friday, that kind of deal. And it was like marked like one third of what it should be. I mean, this is a $400 or $500 purse, and I had it in the cart, went to check out, totally gone, totally disappeared.
Yeah,
I was like, are you kidding?
Furious.
You know how I love red purses, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I was furious. We went the next day to try to get it, and by the time we got to the Walmart, they're like, we've already given out all the tickets. Like, sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I didn't get it.
And you even brave Walmart.
Yeah, it was insane, I'm not going to lie.
Even
it
the Easley Walmart, because you go to the Easley or Powersville.
I went to the Easley Walmart, and it was nuts. By the time we got there, they were already out of tickets for the Apple Watch, so we were like, we'll just go over to Toys. Don't ever do that. Don't go to Toys. That's where the crazies are.
Why would you even do that?
Because
were people fighting over Cabbage Patch Kids? Do you not remember that from your childhood?
No, it wasn't Cabbage Patch Kids this year. They had those, though.
That still. People beating each other up over Cabbage Patch Kids when I was a kid.
The funny thing is that it was actually $5 Princess and Disney doll, like Barbie dolls.
Uh-huh.
And they were all $5. They had all the little Disney princesses, but they also had the Descendants. Dolls.
Oh, please do not tell my 8-year-old that.
And they were $5. And so Ella is obsessed with Descendants.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, like I have to get, they had Uma, Evie, and Mal. And I'm like, these are the main people.
And they don't have the boys in that though.
No, they
I
don't.
Wish they did because
yeah,
my,
they don't make the boys
they
into
need
the dolls.
To. Yeah.
They had Aladdin. But they they didn't have Ben or any of the other people or Jay or Carlos.
Carlos would be the one my 8-year-old would
and
be all
so
about.
We which obviously I feel like his wouldn't be $5 anyway.
No, because the
one
Cameron
passed
Boyce,
away.
He passed away. Yeah.
So I was able to, I have three of them. I'm holding them in my hand. It's like 5:15 at this point, not 6 o'clock yet. They're like, you have to put those back. So apparently people that were salty that people had to put things back decided they were going to go home snitches and started ratting out other people who put things in their buggies. And then that caused drama. And they were yelling at each other all over $5.
This is on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day over $5 Barbie. It was rough.
Whatever happened to the season and like goodwill toward man?
After seeing all that, yes, I would totally 100% shop Cyber Monday. if I had the opportunity to get the $5 Barbie and not have to deal with the drama from these women.
Yeah, because you're not going to have these women that you did not want to associate with in middle school or high school, because they are words we can't say on our podcast, even though it's a podcast. But yeah, you're on Cyber Monday, you're cruising online, no one's going to snitch you out exactly. as you were shopping on your own. But however, over the, now, is this BS or is this yes? The record for most money spent on Cyber Monday by one person was $207,982. Yes or BS?
I'm going to hope that that's BS, because that is insane.
That's insane. Who would do that? Who would admit to that?
Seriously.
I mean, my credit card would be wheezing at like those last three numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Not any of the other numbers. Those last three numbers, my credit card would be like, I'm good. No. Mm-mm.
That's a nice house. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm no.
That's like me living around the world for a year and a half there. Okay. But it'd be nice. Yeah, nice house is so much better than that. Sheree, get your head out of the clouds.
Yeah, $207,000. You can buy a nice house for that.
I know. Even get like, I don't know, like a cute cabana boy or something to like fan you off while you're at the pool.
Heck yeah. Not random things from online.
I know. Not $5 Barbie dolls someone's going to snitch you out for. Okay. They made that up. Actually, you can find a record for one specific person. But out of the 174 million Americans who shopped between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday last year, the average person spent $335.
That's probably about accurate.
That's about accurate. I think I did pretty much all my shopping online, except for I bought a TV for my boys, like in a store. So I think that's about right. I spent about $400 or $500 online shopping.
We got
because it's so much easier.
System. Yeah. We got a security system this year. That's the one thing we did score online for Black Friday, and so that was pretty a good chunk.
Oh, that's fun. You're going to love getting those notices from your camera.
I can't wait.
I've shown you mine where the cat set it off. One day, mine kept going off on my phone, and it was my cat, Pony Boy, realized mommy can speak to him through the camera. And so he got up there and started rubbing the camera one day so I would talk to him. So I can push a button on my phone and say, hey, Pony Boy.
Ours are outside.
Oh, is it not indoors?
No,
oh.
But I do want to. We have an outdoor cat, and he has a friend. And so I am looking forward to seeing what they do all day.
They probably sit there and like lick their paws, chase mice, and do nothing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do all day. I want the indoor one, but Colin knows that I will sit there and talk to Sookie all day and get nothing done. I want the one that like it throws out the treat. Like it's like a, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But it like throws a treat out. Yeah, mm-hmm. I want that for Sookie. You could talk to her, tell her she's a good girl and give her a treat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm always telling Charlotte to get off the couch. Because she gets on. I used to yell at my boys about knocking all the pillows off the couch. I'm like, why do you have a problem with keeping the pillows on the couch? And like, Mom, we don't. We're not moving them. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Put them back on the couch. So it's always like, put the throw pillows back on the couch. Well, once I had the camera hooked up and it's got a perfect view of the couch in the living room, it's Charlotte getting up there and knocking all the pillows off so she can nest in there.
Oh, yeah. She just blames it on them.
Yeah, exactly. And so once I called her, I'm like, boys, I got to apologize. And Charlotte, you're a bad girl. And she's like, but I'm comfy. All right. So over the holidays, Elise, do you play board games with your family? Are you a board game player? Because I know at Fripp, you actually had some games you played. But
We did. but we've actually play more card games. We had a really good game of Phase 10. That's our card game of choice.
What is Phase 10?
Phase 10 is like where you get 10 cards and you have to complete the different, there's 10 phases. Obviously, and you have to
Tell me more.
I know, right?
Whoa, shocking.
And you have to complete each phase before you can move on to the next
one. Spoiler
alert? It is. Spoiler alert. Phase 10? 10
yeah.
phases. And whoever gets to the end first with the least amount of points wins. And so we always play that with Colin's grandparents. That's one of the favorites for them to play with us. So we always sit down and play Phase 10. We did that over the holiday weekend.
Aw, my grandmother, when we were kids, taught us how to play pinochle and rummy and poker.
Yeah, we do rummy.
My dad's mom was amazing. I mean, yeah, so we all learned how to play poker as kids.
Collins was his dad's dad. He would come down and we would all play poker and different things. Like even like dating, I had never really played. And then all of a sudden I go to the lake with Colin one weekend and his grandpa's down. And he's like, all right, we're playing poker, and start shuffling the cards. I'm like, all right. I learned all kinds of different things.
You play it like goldfish?
Yeah, they played real serious, and but never for money. Always just for like silly good times. But I've only ever played for money like once or twice.
And how'd you do?
I didn't lose money, but I didn't make very much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's never board games, though. Definitely not Monopoly, for
oh
sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, Monopoly. My oldest son loves Monopoly. My sister loves Monopoly. My sister is very competitive when it comes to games, especially putt-putt, like miniature golf. She is vicious over it. And I got to the point where I hated that as a child because I'm just like, I don't care. I totally did the whole 10, you remember the movie 10 Cup? Mm-hmm. Where Kevin Costner just kept slicing it. I will do that just to slow her down while playing.
Yeah, that,
I'm that person. In Monopoly, she always had to be the banker, and she always had to make sure the rules were applied to everyone else but her. And so, no, I do not like Monopoly. However, it is a game that goes on forever. It feels like it goes on forever. I mean, it's not like Parcheesi where you're done, Chutes and Ladders, you're done at one point. I mean, even Risk eventually ends. Monopoly feels like it never ends.
Oh, yeah.
Totally never ends. Well, Hasbro has released a new, longer version of Monopoly. So for those people in your life that you want to spend that much time around, go get them the super long edition of Monopoly.
This is a little too much. It says that the board is bigger. There are two or three versions of every property. And to win, you actually have to own every property on the board. Like, how
like
long is that going to take? That's ridiculous. Like, apparently people want them, though, because they sold out completely of their first batch and they're having to do another batch.
Wow. And there's so many different versions of Monopoly. There's Clemsonopoly. There's Gamecockopoly. There's Star Wars Monopoly. And there's this, that, and the other. The one that I would be inclined to get is also called Monopoly Speed. And they promise it takes less than 10 minutes to finish the whole game. Less than 10 minutes. Here's how I would play. I would get on the board. I would start knocking over people's pieces. I would either steal the money or just go bankrupt so I could be out of the game.
See, I actually take more of a strategy, and I will buy like one of each property, and that makes my husband so mad. We've only played Monopoly together one time because he realized that I play that way, and he literally gets furious, and he refuses to play.
Oh, Elise, I'm going to have girls' night at my house, invite my sister over. I want to see her head blow up when you play like that against her.
Yeah.
I want to video it. I will have a running video cam up in the corner so everybody can see it.
Yeah, I don't trade. I don't sell. I don't do anything. That's my strategy. I just collect the money and make people angry, and it's fun. So I can't play the longer version.
I delight in making people angry, not necessarily just in Monopoly. But.
Yeah, that's what I do. So Colin refuses to play. If somebody says, hey, let's play Monopoly, Colin will flat out say no. If I'm involved with it, no. That's the one game he will not play.
How about a very intense game of Chutes and Ladders? Candyland? Huh? Will he go Candyland?
We play Candyland with Ella, but she too is a cheater. So we haven't really fully taught Ella 100% how to play games yet. So she makes up her own rules. But he says I make up my own rules. No, that's just my strategy.
Now, Trivial Pursuit is the one that I can smoke anybody in.
Is it Friends Trivial Pursuit? Because that's the one that I can win.
Oh, of course. You do that in your daily life, Elise.
I have three trophies that says I'm a Friends Trivia Champion. Three separate trophies.
Really?
Yes.
Is it like the Thanksgiving, like Geller Thanksgiving trophy?
Yeah, the Geller Cup.
The Geller Cup.
No, it's not a 2x4 with a troll doll nailed to the top of it.
That they threw in the river.
No, they're from various cruise ships. I've beaten strangers this game.
Well, see, I was on the academic team in high school. We were a championship academic team. My freshman year, we were number one in the nation. We were like number five or six in the nation my senior year. So we were that good. So my specialty was arts, entertainment, and leisure.
I mean, that makes perfect
literature,
sense.
And literature. Yeah, I mean, useless trivia hanging out inside this noggin right here. So, yeah.
That makes
so, Trivia
sense.
Pursuit, I can annoy people in. I think you would definitely beat me in the Friends one, but there's some other stuff I think I would smoke you in.
Oh, 100%. I only know useless facts about, like, random shows.
I mean, history, art, literature, pop culture, I can smoke people in.
No.
You give me a science question and a math question, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any of that.
Yeah. Alrighty. So Monopoly is not going to be under the Christmas tree for me this year. But no. We do have some great games that we're giving away with Shake the Tree. So you have to listen to that every day, 10 to 3 here on Magic. We are shaking the tree. All right. Thinking of shaking things up after the holidays, I discussed how I dropped 10 pounds over Thanksgiving being sick. So if you want to drop a little weight after the holidays, because everybody's going to eat, everybody's going to snack, everybody's going to have treats brought into work or Christmas parties or things to go to. Did you know? No, a dietitian in Australia says if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peels.
I mean, it makes sense. We were talking about this earlier. We're talking about how you eat apple peeling, and that's supposed to be where all the nutrients are.
You have the zest from like oranges and lemons and food and stuff like that. So, yeah, and there's like you eat a peach. Sometimes you eat the outside of the peach.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Ella does. I would do this. I mean,
totally
it's not,
do this. You know what? I've got my rocket blender in the in my office. How about we bring in some banana peels, warm them up, and it says to take the best way to get all the fiber and vitamins in the peel and have a ton of benefits beyond just the weight loss. If you eat them, you'll also improve your sleep and have better skin. But it is a big ask to get people just to eat the peels raw. They do suggest that you cook the peels to make them soft and then blend them into a smoothie. I do make smoothies from time to time here for me. So how about we do that this week and we'll let people know.
I don't think that it would be a big deal. I definitely would do it.
Totally. Yeah, would it be appealing to you?
It would be appealing.
Okay, we're going to try that. So look for that coming in one of our little Facebook Lives there. Okay, speaking of things that you've been caught at, like Facebook Live, you can see stuff going on all the time. People go Facebook Live. They do Instagram Live. Now, let's talk about newspapers, because newspapers have kind of taken a back seat to some things, and everything's online these days, and so the newspaper print is not appreciated as much as it was before. However, a woman caught her husband cheating because of a newspaper. She contacted a food critic for the Washington Post. His name is Tom Saitsema, and he's a food critic for the Washington Post. He got a message from a reader last week thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews for a very unexpected reason. It wasn't the food was great. We decided to try it, too. She goes, the picture that you posted in your article had my husband in the background having dinner with a woman that wasn't me.
That cracks me up.
Cameras are everywhere, people. Never know.
And so, I mean, of course, she thinks, you know, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I'll just ask him about it.
And she's the one person in America that still reads newspapers.
Exactly. She's flipping through. She's like, huh, that looks like, you know, so-and-so.
So Georgia had to work late last night.
Right. Okay. So she decides that she's going to ask him about it. And, you know, he could have said, oh, yeah, I was having dinner with a colleague. No. He just straight up admits to the fact that he's been having an ongoing affair.
Oh, absolutely. Just admits to it. And of course, when Tom saw this on his page, on his blog, replying back to it, he goes, oh, please, I'm so sorry you found out of this way. Please tell me this is not a joke or a prank. I am so sorry that happened. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But you know what? Not only is he a food critic, he's a private detective now.
He is. I mean, his thing.
Wouldn't you rather know? I mean, have you ever caught somebody in a lie? I mean, you and Colin are very happy, and so I don't think it would be Colin ever. But I'm saying people you dated before, you caught them in a lie or two, but to catch them in a picture, there's no way that you can say that's not
you. It's not even a picture that you took. This is a picture that somebody else took just trying to review this restaurant.
And I think sometimes the universe has ways of bringing that stuff to the forefront of, oh, look at that. And sometimes if we're stupid enough to ignore some things, that's our own fault. But then again, I mean, because there's some stuff that I ignored in a past relationship that would come up. And I literally had someone eventually tell me that they saw this person on social dating apps. And that was it. That was it.
Yeah, this is something you cannot ignore, though.
You got photographic
evidence on a newspaper. It's not even something that you came up with on your own. This was put out there for the world. And so, I mean,
out there for the world. And dude, you know what? You're having an affair. You're not paying attention to someone snapping a picture at the next table.
I mean, at least he had, you know, all of it to come up and say, yeah, you know, it is true. This is what it's been going on.
I think maybe you wanted to get caught. Do you think you wanted to get caught sometimes?
Maybe.
To make it easier? Maybe they just go, yeah, it was me. I'm done.
Yeah, he probably was so into his date that he didn't even notice that somebody was nearby.
I think he was wanting to get caught. He was trying to find a way to tell her. And boom, that just kind of happened. So karma, she'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So tomorrow on the Divas Dish, we've got some more topics to talk about. We'll talk about the, we'll have the averages in for Cyber Monday and how much people spent and this, that, and the other. And so are you planning to do any shopping today at all? Let's go back to that.
I've already done a little bit at one of the boutiques that I get Ella's clothes from. They did a Cyber Monday special, and so I got a couple things for her. But really, we don't really know what to get her this year, and so we're still struggling with that. So nothing much to buy yet.
Well, you can get her some $5 Descendant dolls. Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, I got three of them. Don't even play. I got all three of the ones I needed.
To this. Oh, you did? Oh, can I come play with them? Because I think they're kind of cool.
Yeah, I got all three of the ones I needed. I'm not playing around.
What? Raise the roof. Not playing around. I've got to get stuff for my kids. And I do have to ask you a moral question. My oldest son, Austin, has had a $25 Amazon gift card floating around the house for the better part of 6 months. He'll have it in his wallet. He'll lose it. He'll take it out. He's going to buy something. Mom, I want to buy this. And every day it changes what he wants to buy. I think it's just burning a hole in his pocket. So he lost it. And then his baby brother found it the other day. He goes, Mom, look, I found this Amazon gift card under the couch. I'm like, oh, did you? That's your brother's. He's been looking for it. He goes, can I use it? I said, no, honey, it's not right to do that. But Austin has lost that card so many times and borrowed so much money off of me that never gets reimbursed through him paying me back or chores or anything like that. Would it be wrong for me to use that card just to buy him something with it, but use that card?
Oh, I would probably use the card and just buy one of his Christmas presents with it.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely would. I mean, it's been 6 months. He's lost it like 10 times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, so, yeah, and then I had it because I got it from Bennett and I put it on top of my dresser. Austin walked in, looked at me. Oh, my God, this is such a 12-year-old in their own little bubble. Hey, Mom, look what I found. It's on top of my dresser, Austin. You didn't find it. I placed it there.
Yeah, it's not like you found it under the couch.
No, your little brother did, and you're lucky your little brother has a good conscience.
Oh, yeah. It's always rule if you find money in the laundry or the wash.
That's how I get my kids to help with the laundry, if whatever comes through there. And Austin didn't want to help me one day, and we had been to Carowinds, and there was some money stuffed down in his pocket. Guess what came out of the wash? A $20 bill he forgot he had.
See?
Cha-ching, it's mine.
Oh, yeah. I do all the laundry. I get the money. So you do the cleaning, you find it. Oh, yeah. I would definitely use it to buy one of his Christmas presents.
Or maybe a Christmas present to Mom from him and just stick it under the tree.
Yeah, just in the Christmas day, he's like, huh, where'd that come from?
Well, actually, Christmas, that's another thing. We'll talk about Christmas. And this year, my boys are not going to be with me on Christmas. And I've got a really good friend that lives in Florida that I'm thinking of flying down and spending Christmas with.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Christmas
can we all
on the
go?
Beach? I know, right? Christmas on the beach? I love that. And plus, I'm taking the week of Christmas off anyway, so.
Heck yeah, I definitely would.
Definitely. All right, we will talk more tomorrow on the Divas Dish.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.